It's 12:30. I'm Craig Cohen, Illinois Public Media News. The unemployment rate in 11 of Illinois' 12 metropolitan areas has improved compared to a year ago. The August job numbers were released Thursday by the Illinois Department of Employment Security. Spokesman Greg Rivara says thousands of jobs have been added in business and manufacturing.
While the Illinois economy is not improving at a pace that anyone really accepts, it still is improving, and things still are getting better.
Illinois' employment picture has been slowly improving since January 2010, when 2 years of decline finally came to an end. 151,000 jobs have been added since then, mostly in business, manufacturing, education, and healthcare. One sector has seen a steep decrease: government. All levels, local, state, and federal, have shed more than 34,000 positions in the past 2.5 years. The union representing more than 800 teachers in the Champaign School District plans to take a vote to authorize a strike. As Illinois Public Media's Sean Powers reports, the union is in the middle of contract negotiations with the school district.
The Champaign Federation of Teachers says its bargaining team met this week with a federal mediator and failed to reach an agreement after 2 hours of negotiating. Union President Kathy Mannon says the date of the strike vote hasn't been set, and she says the vote only means the union can strike, not that it will. Mannon says her members are hoping for a contract that includes better pay and improved working conditions.
We'd like to settle. We'd like to have a contract that is fair, and we'd like to have a contract that is respectful of the work that teachers have to do on a daily basis.
Unit 4 teachers have been working without a contract since June 30th. School administrators released a statement saying they're surprised and disappointed to learn of the union's decision to authorize the strike vote, but believe issues on the table can be resolved through collective bargaining. A call seeking comment from the Champaign School Board president was not immediately returned. I'm Sean Powers, Illinois Public Media.
There's a printed report this week about the future of Jimmy John's sandwich chain in Illinois. Crane Chicago Business reported Thursday that owner Jimmy John Leotode plans to move the licensing division of his Champaign-based business out of Illinois and into Florida. But if and when that would happen is unclear. Leotode told a business conference in Chicago earlier this month that, quote, "we'll probably be out of Illinois in the next 2 to 4 years, relocating to either Indiana or Austin, Texas." But Leotode declined comment when contacted by Crane's Thursday, and company spokeswoman Mary Trader says no statement is being issued right now. Leotode had threatened to move the business to Florida in early 2011, citing higher corporate taxes in Illinois. It's been 6 years since Champaign-Urbana hosted one of the Illinois EPA's collection events for household hazardous waste, and organizers are expecting a big turnout for the event, which takes place tomorrow on the north end of Champaign. Urbana Recycling Coordinator Courtney Rushforth says all of the materials they'll be accepting could be thrown away with the trash without breaking state or local law, but she says items collected at tomorrow's event will be disposed of in an environmentally responsible manner.
We're taking everything from pharmaceuticals to propane tanks to pesticides and chemicals to old gasoline, bulbs, batteries, household batteries, lead acid batteries. So there's a lot of materials that we are accepting at this event.
Herbicides and pesticides, swimming pool chemicals, devices containing mercury, old medicines, and fluorescent light tubes will also be accepted. Oil-based paint will be taken, but not latex paint. The collection event runs from 8 a.m. till 3 p.m. tomorrow at the News Gazette Distribution Center on Apollo Drive. That's near the intersection of Market and Olympian in Champaign. For more information, visit our website, will.illinois.edu. Nearly 120 Illinois volunteer emergency responders will test their skills this weekend during a competition in Glenview. The Illinois Emergency Management Agency is hosting the third annual Prairie State Community Emergency Response Team Challenge. Dozens of community members told the Board of the Housing Authority of Champaign County last night that they oppose a move to put a set of housing vouchers in reserve. Robert Holly of CU Citizen Access has this report.
Some community members worry the housing authority is overlooking 400 households already on a waiting list for assistance. At a meeting last night, officials said they have 180 vouchers on reserve with plans to save 100 more for redevelopment projects. But earlier this month, housing authority officials said they actually had more than 200 on reserve. Community activist Martel Miller says housing authority executive director Ed Bland should give out the vouchers now.
Plenty of times that people have called me for housing, and I called Ed Bland, and he said he don't have any vouchers, ain't no way he can get vouchers. Now I find that he got 200 vouchers.
Housing authority commissioners heard public comments on the matter for more than an hour. For Illinois Public Media, I'm Robert Holley, CU Citizen Access.
For more on this story, visit cu-citizenaccess.org. The Fort Wayne Community Schools District has received a two-year, $15 million federal grant for a plan to enhance teacher training and incentives. The Indiana District plans to spend the money on expanding its program that provides training to classroom teachers to step into administrative positions and offer intensive teacher training over the summer and during the school year. The Fort Wayne District is among 35 winners of the U.S. Department of Education's Teacher Incentive Fund grant, but the only one from the state of Indiana. In sports, in Major League Baseball, the Chicago White Sox continue their three-game series against the Tampa Bay Rays at U.S. Cellular Field tonight at 7:10. The White Sox have lost eight of their last nine games and are now two games behind first-place Detroit in the American League Central. The St. Louis Cardinals will hand the ball to Adam Wainwright tonight when they host the Washington Nationals at 7:15. Wainwright will pitch against his former teammate Edwin Jackson, who now pitches for the Nats. And the Chicago Cubs and Arizona Diamondbacks play tonight at 8:40 in Phoenix. Cubs are trying to avoid a 100-loss season. They are 59-97 heading into tonight's game. And the Big Ten football season gets underway for Illinois tomorrow when Penn State makes a stop at Memorial Stadium. Kickoff is at 11 a.m. Both teams finished non-conference play with two wins and two losses. The last time the Illini took on Penn State was Joe Paterno's last game as head coach. That ended with a 10-7 Nittany Lions win. There's more news all the time at will.illinois.edu. I'm Craig Cohen, Illinois Public Media News.